Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. Today I want to talk on Father to the Fatherless. Psalm 68, 4 to 6 says, "Sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him, his name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God set the lonely in families, he leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land." In our great rainbow nation, South Africa, with relatively few fathers, I'm so glad that God is not just almighty, all-seeing, and all-knowing, but first and foremost, he is God the Father. I was blessed to have a great earthly father, and at that, one who constantly pointed me to God the Father. As some of you may recall, I lost my dad just a shade over a year ago. I miss him every day, but I give thanks regularly that he's with his Lord and Savior, and for the spiritual witness and great life examples that he gave me. My dad lived for his children, his grandchildren, and his great-grandchildren, and he delighted in us. I remember well my last conversation with Dad. Even through the mist of dementia, he was able to show his delight in me. Every time I'd walk into his room, he'd beam with a great smile and say, "That's Andy from South Africa. He's my good-looking son." To be fair, he'd only say I was good-looking because I taught him to say that, but hey, it's a nice memory. But my point is, my dad beamed with pride and with sheer delight every time he saw me. And so too, and indeed even more so, God the Father delights in us, his children. And no doubt God the Father has a particular heart for the vulnerable, the downtrodden, and the downcast. Psalm 68 specifically talks of the orphan, the widow, those with no family, and those who are unjustly imprisoned. And although the scripture here is speaking of literal prisoners, so too does God have a particular heart for those whose freedom is compromised in some way. Sadly, whilst the scripture typically refers to the prisoner and the oppressed as a minority, back home in South Africa, we have more than 62% of children under 18 who are defined as multidimensionally poor. Multidimensional poverty is when people are deprived of at least 3 out of 7 dimensions, being health, housing, nutrition, protection, education, information, water, and sanitation. And it's without doubt that God's heart is for each and every one of these much loved and yet much challenged children. Similarly, God's heart is unquestionably for the widows, the 2 million plus orphans, and those living in child-headed homes. Clearly, there are too many people living in literal prisons in South Africa, and indeed in other parts of the world, but there are vast numbers that live in figurative prisons too. Financial prisons, trauma prisons, gender-based violence prisons, poverty prisons, and addiction prisons, to name just a few. One thing that the entire world has experienced over the past few years is the feeling of imprisonment or confinement due to the various global COVID lockdowns. I don't think there's a person alive who hasn't felt trapped in at least some way during the past 4 years. But all of us who fall into any of these categories of literal or figurative prisoners can take heart from the scripture, be encouraged, and hang on to hope. Remember that no matter the situation we're facing, he leads out the prisoners with singing. God's with us and he's for us, and he always makes a way forward for those who trust in him. He makes ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God sets the lonely in families. This is an awesome promise. God has a plan for even the most sad, lonely, and despondent. And the privilege that we have is to look for ways to be family to someone in these trying times. No doubt about it, the world is living through trying times. Hyperinflation, wars in Ukraine and Gaza, and political discontent and polarization the world over. And yet there's no better time for the church to be the church than in these lonely, seemingly paralyzing times. Times that can more than perhaps ever before seem like they hold no hope and thus no future. Particularly in crazy seasons like this one that we're in, let's remember not just to do church, but to be the church. Pick up the phone, drop food to someone, spend a little time with a widow, an elderly person, or a single parent. Make a point of being family to someone who's lonely. Let's be intentional about being that family that God can trust to set someone in. It's Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for a time of adversity." Friends, as we seek to be the church this week and to be Jesus' hands and feet in being fathers to the fatherless this week ahead, let's meditate on that passage from Psalm 68 and let's sing songs of praise to God. Let's rejoice at all times. Let's follow God's example and look for opportunities to actively be fathers to the fatherless and defenders of widows. And let's be the family that God can safely entrust into which to set the lonely in the midst of.